I thought that being a parent was a selfless act, certainly thankless. not entirely. But, you know, but I thought it was selfless, and that so we don't do it in order to receive elderly care, do we? I don't know. Maybe we should. Gladys, I think we've got you back now.
Yes.
Hello, darling. Right, tell me, what do you think?
I think there should be some law. I mean, I've got three children. I've nursed a husband 9 years with Alzheimer's, right? Mm-hmm. I'm 83, coming up 84. And I'm so lonely.
Oh, bless your
I'm
heart.
I'm so on my own. I mean, I moved from London down to Romford as my husband got sort of bad.
Yeah.
And I don't know the people, hardly a few neighbours around me, but all my friends were in London. And I'm sort of at a dead end now because my children I see, if I'm lucky, or hear from them once a month. One boy I haven't seen since I was 80. And they had a little bit of a do for me. And that's the last time I saw him 3 years ago.
Wow.
I get a card sometimes, now and again, if I'm lucky, from him. And we've been such good parents, wonderful parents. We've always put our children first. And it hurts so much. And I know a few people like me who are lonely on their own. And it's so wrong. You've been a good parent. You expect a little bit back, love. I'm sorry.
No, well, I don't.
I mean, we worked hard. I had three jobs going with me children, you know, to give them the best we could. My husband was always at work, plaster, 7 days a week, you know, and I think if only they knew what we've been through. But they don't seem to care. They get on and do what they want to do, have this and that. I'm not envious. I love to see my children get on. But there should be a little bit of something love there for their parents. My daughter couldn't bear to come and see her father. He had Alzheimer's. Couldn't bear to see him. And that is wrong. You can pick up a phone. Pick up the phone, see how daddy is. It's so wrong. You know, it's so heartbreaking. To me, I think it's dreadful. I cared for my parents. My mother went blind. My father was stroked in the end. We had to put mother into a home, and I had to take my father and live with me. And he had stroke after stroke. For 8 years I put up with that, and then we're going to retire and have a bit of a life together, and my husband went with Alzheimer's. So, you know.
Do your children know how you feel, Gladys?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I felt like sitting down writing letters to them. You know, sort of saying, well, why aren't you there for me? I mean, my daughter at the moment's in Switzerland on holiday. There you go.
When was the last time you saw somebody, anybody?
Sorry?
When was the last time you had company, Gladys?
Well, I can't remember.
You can't remember. Did you see family at Christmas?
My grandson come pick me up. And he's got three little children. He did come and pick me up for Christmas Day.
Okay, so let's imagine that your children are listening right now.
Yeah,
Send them a message. They might be, somebody might be. Just say what you would want to say to them in your heart, in that letter that you want to write.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you say?
Just be there for me. Be there for me. I haven't got all that time left, I shouldn't think. I don't know, but just be there for me. I've always been for everybody but myself. I mean, people tell me that. You're so soft. Why don't you look after yourself? But that's me.
Oh, you sound the most amazing woman, Gladys. And
one of the carers that used to come when my husband died, she said to me, you didn't just lose Len 9 years. You lost him previous 11 years to that because he was gone. You know, in his mind.
Yeah, of course. I know suffering with Alzheimer's is very, very difficult.
You know, and it's people don't understand that.
Well, for what it's worth, Gladys, shame on your family. Shame on them.
I think so as well. I really, really do. I could break my heart. But there you go. What do you do?
Well, I send you all my love. And if I lived close to you, Gladys, I'd be popping in for cups of tea left, right and centre. Gosh. I don't think there's much to add to that, is there? You heard it all here on London's Biggest Conversation.